Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture. Daughter.
I'm Laura, I'm the mom.
And welcome to Witch
Whispers. Witch
Whispers.
Hey.
Hey,
you're up today.
I'm up. And this is my vibe today.
Is it?
Because it's Libra season.
Woo!
Thank fucking God. Thank fucking God. We're out of the trenches, everyone. We survived Virgo season.
Yay!
I learned that season, man, wow. I am just so in my head.
It's a toughie.
And I'm still in my head this season, and we'll learn why, but in such a different way.
I'm feeling like
my tagline for this season is easy, breezy, beautiful. It's Libra season. Wait, did they say it's cover girl? Easy, breezy, beautiful. It's cover girl?
I think maybe.
Or did they just say cover girl? Cover girl.
I don't know. I think it's cover girl.
Easy, breezy, beautiful. It's Libra season, everyone. Woo! Because I am just feeling like, I feel like I can breathe a little easier. I feel a little lighter in the chest.
You don't feel like you have a 2,000 pound weight sitting on your chest in Virgo season?
No, I do not. No, that season almost took my ass out. I'm wanting to, you know, put my feet up, pamper myself a little bit.
Cal gone, take me away.
Cal gone.
Cal gone.
Who's Cal gone?
Oh my gosh, you're too young.
All I know is
it was a bubble bath.
Take me away from the Dixie Chicks. Cowboy, take
No.
That's what I thought you were referring to.
Calgon. It was like a bubble bath back in my day.
Oh my God. Okay.
And it was like,
back in my day.
Take me away.
I used to take bubble baths.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? Fitting for this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm wanting to, I'm trying to pay attention to like how I'm feeling. I did take a little longer getting ready today.
Did you?
I did.
I can tell.
I did spend a few extra minutes on the bob. You know what?
It
didn't
help. And it made all the difference.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to look like pretty and I'm like, okay, I'm tapping into the energy.
I love it.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Let's do
it. All right, here's the basic info and associations of the sign.
Ooh.
All right, Libra is the seventh sign of the zodiac, falling between Virgo and Scorpio, which I like that little sandwich.
That is a nice little sandwich. A little cushion.
Yes. It governs the period between September 23rd through October 23rd, give or take a few days. So this is falling right around Maybon. So I feel like it's got like an extra oomph. You know what? I'm like really feeling the energy. It feels strong.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
I like that. Thank you, Laura.
You bet.
Libra is represented by the scales. Okay. Showing balance and harmony.
Yes.
And this is the only sign represented by an object.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting,
right?
Libra's glyph or written symbol looks like the scales, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a line, a little hump and a line with a line running underneath it.
Yeah.
Did you like that description? Line, hump, line, TM. So it represents the scales, but it also resembles a rising or setting sun.
This
sun-like quality shows the balance or duality. There's a word of this sign. Okay, rising shows the promise of a new day or a new season, and setting would show the death in the end. So it's the cycle. You've got to have both.
Balance.
You've got to have balance, baby. Libra is an air sign. Libra is an air sign. You know what? I love air signs and I love sign seasons. I just feel more at
like
home.
In your elements.
I'm in my head, but I'm like, I recognize that.
Yes.
You know what? Not in my head like in Virgo season. This is just a little more like intellectual. So you do have that with this sign.
What are you saying? Us Virgos are not intellectual.
Y'all are dumb. No, I'm just kidding. No, you're super smart, but you're just focused on
hyper focused.
You're focused on that order.
Yes.
You don't really have that with air signs, which you know what? So I feel more at home here.
Yeah.
Libra is ruled by the planet of love and beauty, Venus. Just like Taurus.
Yeah.
So you will see some similarities there, some which crossover. I'm just now picking up on.
Right.
With Libra, Venus shows in the signs love of romance, beauty, luxury, and self-indulgence.
Yes. Mm. Give you me some of that.
I was going to just say yes. Give me some of
As
that.
As a matter of fact, I have some of that. Why, I'm not tapping into it.
Laura, you're a Libra rising, damn it, girl. You have it.
I know.
Where did it go?
I need to self-indulge.
You do. Mindlessly.
Mindless self-indulgence. Woo!
Libra is also a masculine and cardinal sign. Okay, so cardinal signs mark the beginning of a season.
Right.
So think initiative. Think action, like a force, okay? Libra, of course, marks the beginning of autumn.
Yay. Oh,
thank God we're here. In Greek mythology, here's the thing. You know what? Sometimes I'm into the Greek mythology and sometimes I'm not. And
You weren't vibing.
It was not hidden. But apparently there was some drama. There was some Greek mythology drama.
Whoa, some drama.
So Libra is associated with Themis, the goddess of justice, and Aphrodite, the goddess of love. But then I was reading things about how, like, I don't know who represents Virgo was supposed to represent Libra. And there it seemed like some drama. And you know me, I couldn't fucking care less.
You're like, I can't keep
up. Would you Greek myths get your fucking shit together? That's what I have to say. Anatomically, Libra rules the lower back, the hips, and the kidneys. What are you noticing?
Oh, interesting.
The balancers.
Yeah. Wow.
These hips don't lie. I can't balance without these hips. I find that super interesting.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In tarot. How do you say it? Tarot?
I say tarot.
I say tarot, which I know is incorrect. Tarot, carrot. I'm probably annoying so many people.
I'm going to eat some carrots while I read your tarots.
Tarots, that sounded dirty somehow. It sounded dirty. But Libra is linked to, you guessed it, the Justice card.
Yes. Okay,
who didn't see that coming? This is a card of truth, fairness, and law.
Equality.
Breaking the law.
Yes.
Breaking the law. Libra's power color is pink, which is kind of fun, right?
Pretty.
I'm starting to like pink the older I get. Yeah. You can also add in some baby blue and like pale green. So think soft, pretty.
Pastels.
You know what? Yeah. Go with the pastel. I hate pastels.
I feel like pastels are more spring.
I really hate a pastel, Laura. I know we've had this talk before. I just don't fuck with a pastel.
I feel like the pink that October likes to wear, which is like a mauve.
A dusty pink rose.
A dusty rose. Ooh, I like that.
Did you say a mauve?
A mauve.
A mauve.
A mauve. The color mauve. Some might call it mauve.
I love when you try to be like fancy.
I know.
I don't even think mauve is a fancy word.
It never lands.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Pretty. Think pretty colors.
Yes.
Whatever you think is pretty, that's the color palette here.
There we go.
Libra gemstones include opal, sapphire, rhodonite, jade, and blue agate. Agate.
Ooh,
once again, a word we don't know how to pronounce.
There you go.
I love those stones. That's a pretty gemstone palette we're working with there.
Yeah.
You ready for the plants?
I am.
Another beautiful lineup. We've got roses. We've got bluebells and just all blue flowers.
Ooh.
Daisies, apple trees, mint, and maple.
Ooh. And the asters are all in bloom right now and they're very pretty blue, like bluey purple.
I did not know what you were talking about. What's an aster?
Is it a pretty flower? It is a pretty flower,
Fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, again, with all things pretty, and we'll get into that. But wow, maple, mint, daisies, come on.
Ooh.
And hey, we're drinking like a spiced apple fizzy drink.
Yes.
Because Laura still has a really bad cough, and she won't shut the hell up.
I know. I'm just trying to.
I yelled into the living room last night, shut the hell up.
Did you really?
Just coughing up a storm.
Damn it.
Not, are you okay? Just shut up. But I love you.
Be quiet in there.
Let's clink our spiced apple.
Clink.
All right. Aries is the sister or opposite sign to Libra, showing the battle between me versus we and chaos versus harmony.
Damn it.
Yeah. So you are really fighting an inner battle.
I really am. And then I'm a Virgo and I analyze it to death.
Are you okay? I ask you that often.
You ask me that often and the answer is always no.
But you know what? Somehow you survive.
I did.
We're still here, Laura.
We're here.
All right. That's the basic info.
Like Rocky Balboa. Okay. Boom, boom, boom.
Is
that how his theme goes?
I think no.
I'm climbing those stairs.
You know what? I did climb those stairs in Philly, you know, and I almost died by the time I got
to
the top. It was not worth it.
I thought
it was not worth it.
It was not worth.
No, I tried to lift my arms up in the pose like Rocky Balboa because I was so fucking tired. That doesn't say anything good about my health. Because it wasn't that bad.
There were three steps.
But I did take a picture with the Rocky statue. Awesome. You know what? If I can hunt it down, yeah. I will share post it. That. Okay, anyway, that's the basic info I have for Libra.
I love it.
Don't you feel a little, like, calmer?
Yes. I feel like I know a lot of Libras, mm-hmm. but I don't know them.
Oh, interesting.
And,
you know,
and I think you're going to tell me why.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Well, I have had a lot of Libra friends yes. throughout my life. Mm-hmm. I get along, like, friendship-wise yeah. with Libras very, very well.
Yeah.
All air signs. But there is just something like special about a Libra. I think they are very easy to be friends with.
Yeah.
But let's get into it. Okay. Here's your keywords: social, adaptable, communicative, fair, attractive, self-indulgent. There's that thing again. There's that little thing.
Now, sometimes I feel like that's looked at as a negative.
I agree.
And it shouldn't be.
I don't think it should be. I mean, I think obviously anything can be pushed to the extremes. Yeah. Don't go fucking nuts. Yeah. But I think we could all stand to be a little more self-indulgent sometimes. Yes. Have that little chocolate. Paint yes. those little toes.
Get that new frock. Get a new shawl.
You're the only one that wants a fucking shawl.
I don't know. They're making a comeback. I've seen a lot of them lately.
Oh my God. Please. Please stop. No. All right. More words. Gentle. Avoidant. So that might be what you're picking up on. Mm-hmm. Gullible. Honest. Talkative. Indecisive. Intelligent. Cozy. I like the word cozy for Libra. Gossipy, diplomatic, fun-loving, superficial, bossy, and flirtatious. Wow. Ooh. Hey, that's a lot of good words.
That's a lot of good words.
You are seeing kind of a balance.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is their key phrase. Yeah. I balance, and they are known as the charming. Mm. I have never met a Libra who wasn't charming.
That is correct.
Okay,
that
so correct. I do want to start with the definition of harmony, mm-hmm. because you're going to hear the word like balance, harmony, and I feel like a yoga instructor. Balance.
Homeostasis.
No, that's science.
I know, but it still means balance.
Thank you, science floor.
The right, I'll take the lab coat off.
Okay, here's the definition of harmony. Internal calm. A consistent, orderly, or pleasing arrangement of parts. Ooh. To be harmonious is to form a pleasingly consistent whole and is marked by agreement in feeling, attitude, or action.
Ah.
Okay, I feel like that really sets the scene here.
I think so.
As Libra's symbol of the scales would suggest, balance and this harmony is the name of the game.
Right.
With this sign, okay? Yes. Balance on the inside, balance on the outside.
Yeah.
A little bit here.
Balance in the atmosphere.
So in their space, in their relationships, in their mind, everything has to be
yes.
nice and even, yeah. okay? Harmony and peace are where a Libra thrives.
Yes.
And they will do what it takes to get there and maintain that like equilibrium.
Yes.
Okay. Very much how Virgo is with maintaining order.
Yes.
I feel like this is Libra with balance. Yes. It just is in a different way. Obviously the definition of like peace will depend on the Libra.
So of
like
course.
What their idea of a peaceful
existence yeah. is. Yeah.
But typically they will like things calm, serene, and probably like quiet. Like yes. they, you know, they mm-hmm. don't want a lot of noise around.
For sure.
This desire to keep things balanced shows in their ability to pick up on energies, to read a room, and to like assess the situation. Yep. So Libras are almost intuitive when it comes to understanding others' actions, thoughts, feelings, emotions, because they're just kind of like...
Yeah. Always reading the room.
Always paying attention.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting.
You are in your head. So mm-hmm. this is an air sign. So you're still up here. It's yeah. just kind of, I don't know, in a very different way than we've seen, I think.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because you can walk into a room and it almost appears that you're being aloof.
Right.
Right. But or you're like really air. Like you're scanning.
Yeah.
But you're scanning.
Kind of.
Scanning
yeah.
everything in the room.
You're like weighing your scales. Yep. You're trying to figure out how yeah. to get yourself to that, you know, yeah. that even. In place. Yeah. So this makes them great listeners or observers. So they seem to really enjoy learning about mm-hmm. other people's opinions, stories. What do you have going on?
Yeah.
And they are good at making others feel heard
yeah.
and important. Mm-hmm. So they make good conversationalists.
Right.
They see every side to an argument, every possible outcome, every course of action that can be taken to arrive mm-hmm. at balance. And unfairness and injustice are things that a Libra simply cannot tolerate. So cannot handle. That's why the justice card will come up.
Yeah.
They want to keep things fair and even.
Of course.
You're sensing the theme here.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it. So this all sounds lovely, right? It does. It is lovely.
Yeah.
But it often comes at a cost to the Libra.
Mm-hmm.
So their need for this sense of balance in all things is worth like any price to them. And they sometimes fucking have to pay it a little bit. So they might be easily influenced or like pushed around. They might get themselves into like abusive relationships because they'd rather they will be pushed around. They don't want conflict.
Right. Check.
Okay. I see yourself in your head. I'm going through the...
I mean, I think it's interesting because the word that comes to me that I often refer to myself with my Libra placement is doormat.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay, doormat. Yeah, they can fall into that because they just want things to be smooth. Right. And so they kind of become, you know, people pleasery is another vibe you'll get. Yeah. And it gets them into trouble sometimes.
Yeah. And that really pisses off my Aries.
I was going to say, I am sensing some anger.
I mean, so that, of course we know like the moon is the hidden.
Right.
So it like bubbles underneath.
It does.
Isn't that interesting?
It you know what?
What We've a freaking combo.
You know what? We have really connected a lot of dots this year. Haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? This has been like a therapy session for
it
us.
It has,
you
right? know what?
Look at it. Oh my God.
Wow.
That was like movie quality. Like put that on a soundboard. You're going to hear that belch.
Jake
was like a perfect burp.
It was like belch from it.
Someone marked down the date.
Oh my gosh.
I burped the perfect burp.
That was awesome.
Okay. But yes, back to, you know, Libras can be a little doormatty and they may seem gullible or aloof or agreeable at times because they'd rather things just be. Easy.
Yeah.
Okay. But on the flip side, this is where it gets interesting. They can become so self-centered with it that they become manipulative in their quest for their inner peace.
Okay.
And they may use their understanding of your feelings to get their way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Okay. If the scale is tipped, essentially, they will do whatever to tip it back. So if they have to remain complacent, kind of, they'll do that. But if they have to manipulate and kind of use, you know, their intellect to get their way, they'll do that.
Right.
They're going to tip their scale back to even. Okay. Whether you like it or not,
you won't even know it's happening.
Exactly. So they also may become like wishy-washy or avoidant when things get complicated. And this is why you might hear that Libras can be fence sitters.
Fence sitters.
They'd rather wait it out than make a decision if they feel it will disrupt the peace. Okay. But they are also very diplomatic and they do make great mediators because they can see every side to things.
Yes.
But making hard decisions, especially when it involves others' feelings,
it's difficult.
Can quickly become like their worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Libras, the kind ones at least, do not enjoy hurting people's feelings. It's like actually like a deep fear of theirs.
There are mean ones though.
I have met some. That's the interesting about these signs with like the dual nature. I've met ones that I'm like, hell yeah. And then I've met others where I'm like, ooh.
Well, we talk about like the signs at their optimal.
Yeah.
And then when,
you meet, if you meet any fucking sign that's just like, I don't know, not a good person, you're going to get all of those fucking qualities because every sign has them.
Sure.
But this sign just really doesn't want to hurt people's feelings because again, it disrupts that balance.
Right.
So they have to weigh everything and everyone's feelings and emotions until they get confident enough to like pull the trigger on a choice or a side.
Yeah.
So because they are known to like drag their feet like this sometimes, they can be seen as indecisive procrastinators, but they really are just constantly weighing those scales.
I wonder if they feel resentful once they have to make a decision.
You know what? Lore. Mm. Okay. Dr. Lore.
Wow.
Dr.
That's
Phil,
interesting.
Get the fuck out of here. You know what?
Right.
It should be a combo of like Walter Mercado where you bring astrology in it, but then you're Dr. Phil.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to be Dr. Phil.
Show me your birth chart and let me like analyze you.
I love it.
You love to analyze.
I do. I am born on the day of the analyzer.
We all know it.
Yes. I've said it a million times.
Okay. So I have found that this constant back and forth weighing the scales kind of mentality with Libra can turn into something a bit like judgmental
and
almost two-faced because you're going like, you'll go to one side and be like, yeah, totally. And then you'll go to the other side. Yeah, totally. So it can come across as like, sometimes I feel like the bad rap that Geminis gets should be handed off to the Libras, because they can have that very two-faced nature.
Okay.
They can also be a bit gossipy.
Gossipy. Ryan Gossipy.
I knew you were going to say that. Did you? Was that a Ryan Phillippe joke?
No, Gosling.
Why was I going Ryan Phillippe?
I don't know. It's
I don't Gosling. Know, but somehow our brains arrived. Ryan Gossipy. They can be a bit gossipy. Okay. Uh-huh. And a bit he said, she said type of people.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really just them like looking at all sides and kind of avoiding involvement. Mm-hmm. And they like a little bit of the drama. Let's not lie. They can be involved in some drama. Yeah. But at their core, Libra is the sign of partnership. And so they are great in relationships. They're great one-on-one. Yes. They're great friends.
Yes.
They may be happiest when they are in a relationship of some kind. They aren't fans of loneliness. They don't really like to be alone.
I don't like it.
And they have a deep desire to share things with someone else.
Yes.
They tend to be very romantic individuals, fun. They really need that close intimacy and like companionship.
Yes.
This sign does like to romanticize pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. And as an air sign, they've definitely got their head in the clouds when romance is involved, because Venus is here.
Of course.
So again, they're like it's very all romantic.
Beauty and love. Yes. And
they
a page out of a book.
Yeah. They might be big on weddings. Like they may have dreamed of their wedding their whole life, or they might like big romantic getaways, or they kind of want to feel like they're living in a fairy tale.
They want to be swept off their feet.
They want to be swept off their feet.
There better and be wine and roses and chocolate.
In a robe. Right. I think I have robe written down here somewhere, because you know what? I just want a robe.
Silk. Hey, we've talked about this.
Chiffon. Okay. In relationships, they need lots of affection.
Yes.
Okay. And lots of reassurance. And I see this in you a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like a lot of reassurance, which you know what? Okay. And they will sometimes put their partners, this is where it gets tricky though, through tests to like get that reassurance. Mm. Kind of like a damsel in distress kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
Which can be manipulative, but they're just kind of like.
We're testing the waters.
They're testing your love.
Wow.
Prove your love to me.
Go through the gauntlet. You must walk the gauntlet.
The Hunger Games. Getting to my heart is like going through the Hunger Games. May the odds be ever in your favor. You will probably not make it. I have no Libra placements.
You're falling into the bog of eternal stench.
My soul is the bog of eternal stench. For real. Okay. Anyway, Libra pairs well with other air signs. No surprise
of course.
There. Fire signs and Taurus, probably because of that Venus.
Yeah.
They aren't just big on one-to-one interactions, though. Like I said, this sign is like a little social butterfly.
Ooh.
Cute. I do like butterflies is a good Libra association.
I think
just
you're
so
right.
Pretty and a little flighty.
Yeah.
What?
I was going to just say, you know, they come in, they drop in for a brief moment and make your life just colorful.
Like, and a little magical.
Yeah.
I do find Libras very magical.
Yeah.
The Libra, you know, probably does have a lot of friends, big social circle.
Yeah.
They will befriend just about anyone. Like, they'll talk to anyone.
Yeah.
They're very nice people.
Yeah.
And they probably have a lot of admirers, because they do kind of like command attention, but in a soft, cool,
subtle way.
Yeah. It's not like bold and brash. It's just kind of like a little fairy.
Yeah. Not like a Leo.
I have Sarah Sanderson on my list, because how she kind of just sings
and
just floats kind of. Yeah, that's
wispy.
Very Libra. They're usually pretty easygoing. They've got like a fun, laid back energy to them. I find that they're kind of silly.
Yeah.
And kind of like goobery, but in a cute way.
Right.
And it makes them very easy to
endearing.
Like.
Endearing.
Endearing.
Yeah.
I have, again, never met a Libra who wasn't charming in
of
some
course.
Way. And their energy is usually a great balance of masculine and feminine.
Mm.
Right. Like they are soft and beautiful, but like in an almost assertive kind of way.
I like it.
Does that make sense?
Maybe like the fairy in Scrooged.
Okay.
Bonk. Bonk. Here I am. I'm so lovely.
I'm so lovely
smack
and pretty smack.
Yeah.
You know what? I like that. Yeah. Go with that. They are good conversationalists. They're kind of flirty. And by kind of, I mean, you know what? They're very flirty. Let's just say it.
And they're cognizant of it?
I don't know. I would imagine.
Interesting.
But I feel like it's not like... intentional. It's not fake. It's just they're just kind of flirty people. Do you know? And I don't think they mean anything by it. I don't know. That's how I've always that's just kind of their nature.
It's just their nature.
And they are always pretty. They're always pretty. Pretty on the outside. Pretty on the inside. Oh, pretty cute. Mannerisms.
Mannerisms.
That was like a spell. You know, in my defense, it is spelled mannerisms on my iPad. Anyway, they have pretty mannerisms. Why can I? I can't say the word mannerisms. There we go. Pretty voices.
Yeah.
A pretty hair. I just feel like they're very
pretty features.
Pretty.
Yeah.
And that's fitting because Libras like all things pretty and beautiful. They are very good at seeing the beauty in all things. They surround themselves with it. Mm. And they usually just are like kind of beautiful people.
That's nice.
Your Libra friend might love like art museums, fashion shows, fancy things, fancy restaurants. Maybe like,
interior
I don't know.
Decorating, maybe?
Yeah. Well, like, I was going to say for career. Yeah. Anything where like beauty is being highlighted. Maybe like a nature, you know, a park or something where there's just
beautification.
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 Yeah. Beautification with lore.
There you go.
Your next side biz. They also might be the friend that insists on giving you a makeover. I have experienced firsthand. Hello, Clueless. Very much giving Clueless.
Clueless energy.
I had a Libra friend who was like one of my best friends. Yeah. Loved her so much. Yeah. But she was like low-key insulting because I was not girly and she wanted so badly to make me quote unquote pretty and girly. Yeah. But she'd be like, let me just do your hair. Let me just do your makeup. And it was like, it was coming from a sweet place, but it was like, low key rude.
Ouch.
I do have some Libra trauma.
Uh-oh.
I do.
PTSD.
I do feel like they can get slightly judgy when it comes to looks and appearances.
Okay.
They might have been like in the popular crowd in school.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But like also the nice popular kid.
Right.
And they may have judged you for your looks at one point. I don't know.
But at least they tried to fix you. Hey, you know.
You know what? When you try your best and you don't succeed, as Chris Martin said. they also might like to shop. Okay, because Libras do love some luxury.
Yeah.
Their house is probably like super posh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, think Posh Spice.
Posh Spice.
And they probably have very nice style. They're probably like fashionable in some kind of way. They like living comfortably, just like Taurus.
Yeah.
And they like money. They like money,
okay?
But they don't like money because it makes them feel like powerful or successful. That's not why they want money. It just awards them
the lifestyle,
the comfortable
that they want.
Lifestyle that they need to feel balanced and happy.
Yeah.
And this lifestyle just so happens to usually include fancy things.
There you go.
And you know what? Fuck it.
There you go.
Fuck it.
I mean, hey, if it makes you happy.
Right. If it makes you happy. I was going to try to hit that note and then I got,
but then you
saw the look on your face and I need to just drop it.
Nope.
Libras are hard workers when they are passionate about something, but they also crave relaxation. Again, balance.
Yeah.
So for that reason, they can get labeled as like lazy.
Okay.
But in reality, they just don't want to spend their time working hard at something that they don't enjoy.
Right.
Like that's not what they're trying to do.
If waste of time.
Yeah. If it's something they are passionate about, then they are very ambitious and will bust their ass at the job and will usually be very successful.
Right. Yeah.
And they again are very intellectual, so they can like get shit done. But if it's just a job, okay, like there's no passion, there's no personal fulfillment,
no creativity,
right?
And beauty,
no beauty. Why are we talking
beauty? Yes,
and it causes the Libra stress in any way.
You're looking into my soul right now.
That's a no, thank you. Okay, because they just want to feel at peace.
Yes,
you know, I resonate with that. I don't even have that placement, and I'm like, yes,
yes.
Careers that might attract a Libra.
Give it to me.
Okay, human resources, counseling.
Okay.
Like a mediator of some kind.
Okay.
A detective.
A mediator or a negotiator.
Or a negotiator.
Yeah.
A lawyer.
Okay.
Good lawyers. Again, when there's not like personal feelings involved, they know how to
balance those scales. Yeah.
They may be drawn to creative careers and involve like pretty aesthetics. So makeup artist, fashion designer, stylist, interior.
Interior. Oh my gosh, you just can't talk today.
Interior or graphic design.
Nice.
Okay. You probably won't find them doing like dirty or messy jobs. Okay. Like plumber.
Digging ditches.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, you know, aesthetically pleasing for a Libra. Thank you.
Okay. I got you. And okay. passionate.
And passion.
You gotta be passionate about
passion
it.
And aesthetically pleasing. I Libra mean, season
you
TM.
Could be passionate about fixing pipes.
You could, but like, is a pipe pretty? My pipe is pretty.
Beauty. Oh my. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
You know what? Okay. Thank you, Laura. I'm so glad.
Copper is a beautiful metal.
Thank you for defending pipes everywhere.
Pipes aren't made out of copper anymore.
I'm so sorry. I roasted plumbing. I didn't mean to upset you. Okay. That's Libra.
I love it.
Right? I feel like I am more understanding of a Libra now.
Yes. Yes. I did not know all of those things.
Right. It's a complex. They're all complex.
They are. Signs,
but
right.
I like this kind of dual nature to this sign.
Uh-huh.
But because the air is there, it's just a little more easy
lighter,
and breezy.
A little lighter. Yeah.
All right. So tips for Libra season.
Yes.
All right. Virgo season had us working hard, busting our ass.
Yeah.
And making order of the chaos in our lives. Enough of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's time to enjoy the peace and the harmony that comes from that hard work just did.
Okay.
Focus more on slowing down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. And I mean, actually relax.
Yes.
Don't do what Virgo did and be like, I'm going to relax and scrub the house with a toothbrush. No, I'm just like, relax. Turn inward and tap into what truly makes you feel calm and comfortable.
Mm.
And then what can you do for others to help them feel calm and comfortable?
Yes.
Remember, it's about partnership. Okay.
Yes.
This is an air sign, so you will also be in your head a little bit. Okay, you'll probably like, I'm thinking a mile a minute.
Of course.
As soon as an air season
here,
I'm like,
yeah.
But again, just try to ride.
But you're
this
putting it, I feel like this one puts it a little bit more in order.
A little in order then, and it's calmer.
Yeah.
It's not as hectic as like a Gemini.
Right.
It's just a little more like you are seeing kind of every angle. I'm like, but what about this perspective? What about this one?
I feel like the mind is going, but it's almost like, how can I do this with the path of least resistance to make it calm?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And like, I'm going to get shit done, but let's do it the easiest way to bring calmness.
Yeah. Again, you're still just enjoy kind of ride, go with the flow.
Right.
A little bit more. Okay. This season does ask for introspection. Like we said, you are going to go inward. You're going to be looking at things from every angle. Try to be a little more open-minded, a little more understanding of yourself and others.
Yeah.
Okay. Open it up. Just like light and dark are coming into balance as the wheel turns, Libra season asks us to do the same within ourselves and with others. So don't be afraid to go deep.
Mm-hmm.
Explore every crevasse, as I like to say.
Yes.
Get in there. Okay.
Crevasse. Yeah.
Talk to others.
Yes.
Know and see how they're doing. I have a feeling none of us are going to like the answers. No one is doing okay.
I don't think anybody's doing good.
But we can all help each other.
That's right.
Okay. Speaking of others, this is the sign of partnership. So do get out there and share your magic. Okay.
Yes.
Go to a party, make that phone call, be a little more outgoing than maybe you usually would. We did have Mabon hit around the same time as Libra season. So again, with that cozy energy, right? And we are moving into Samhain. So the veil is super thin. Okay. And I'm sure you can feel it. I can feel it. Pay attention to your dreams. This is a very dreamy sign.
Yes.
To me, I'm feeling very kind of ethereal. I don't know.
Are you?
Yeah. And very much tapped into my dreams with Libra season. Almost the second it turned Libra season, I started having some crazy dreams.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, because again, that veil is thin and just coupled with the qualities of this sign, I feel like, definitely pay attention to your dreams if that's your thing. make your space calm. Okay. Yes. Get cozy. Surround yourself with things that you like and that you think are pretty.
Yes.
And do remember, Libra does love luxury. So pamper yourself.
I noticed that you got out the candles and blankies the other day.
I did. I was like, oh, I need some ambiance. Yeah. Yeah. Go shopping. Get your nails done. I don't know. Put on a face mask. I don't know what other people like to do to feel luxurious. Get your hair cut if you're not me or Laura. That is off the table for us. We are no longer allowed.
Somebody said to me the other day, I have not had my hair cut in 6 weeks. I can't believe it looks. And I'm like, I'm going on a year.
Yeah, because.
You know why? Because trauma. Every time I get. That's right. PTSD, my friend.
Trauma. Hair trauma. I don't know. Get some wine and cheese. And there's that robe again.
Put on a robe.
Oh, yeah. Put some cucumbers on your eyes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Happy Libra season, everyone. Some
cucumber water.
All right. Are you ready for the best segment?
Yes.
The movies, shows, and characters that I and others believe exude Libra energy. Ooh. With no explanation if I don't feel like giving one.
Okay.
Note to these characters might not be a Libra. Some of them do, you know, have birthdays. Sometimes people like to be like, that person's not a Libra.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
That
this
fictional
is,
character.
This is our opinion.
Fictional character is not a Libra.
Fox Mulder is actually a Libra. Remember when I did an entire episode on Fox Mulder being a Libra because I thought October was going to be a Libra, and she's definitely not. But if you want to learn more about how he's like a Libra, you can go listen to that episode. I love Fox Mulder.
You do.
Sabrina Spellman from the 90s.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Yeah.
Yes. Jim Halpert in The Office.
Good one.
Sarah Sanderson, Hocus Pocus. I think that's a great example.
Yes.
Dion from Clueless. We're learning that Clueless fits with every season, probably because it's just such like a cast of characters. But I feel like Dion has that like cool factor
where she tries to keep the balance. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just kind of like effortlessly cool, which I associate sometimes with this.
Yeah.
Nick Miller from New Girl.
Okay.
That's a good one. Daphne Blake, Scooby-Doo.
Ooh,
fashionista.
That's right.
Will Truman from Will and Grace.
Oh my
gosh. All I can think of is him reading the book naked and with his feet up.
I love that show so much.
So much. I think he's definitely a Libra.
I think he's
a lawyer. There you go. Cute.
There you go.
Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City.
Okay.
I have never watched that show. Tell me if it's worth it. I feel like
I've never
not
watched
me,
it.
But I feel like I want it to be me and
it's
I want to
like
watch it.
It's like high fashion.
You know what, Laura?
Not me.
That's our favorite thing.
Isn't
We're
it?
We're so fashionable. Snow White. Made the list.
Okay.
I said Tatum from Scream. Okay. Something about the way she dresses. She's giving me Libra a little bit.
I mean, almost like Daphne too. Like she kind of like.
Right? There's just something. And again, she's just like cute and I don't know, a little like airheady.
What about the character from Batman called Two-Face?
Oh, Laura Rose.
Well,
you're coming with the roast.
You said two-faced.
You know what?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sure. Throw it in there.
Flip the coin.
Libra on a bad day.
There you go.
I have Bianca Stratford from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, good one.
Cedric Diggory from Harry Potter.
That's a good one.
Mercutio from Romeo and Juliet.
Uh-huh.
Mona Vanderwaal from Pretty Little Liars and kind of just Pretty Little Liars.
In general?
In general.
All of them are giving Libra?
The show itself
is
kind of giving Libra. I don't know. They're all like super like fashionable, but it's still a smart show. It's still like, I don't know. I think it's got Libra energy
and
it's good
sleuthing.
For this time of year.
They're seeking justice.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, Laura.
And it took them how many seasons? They were 40 by the time. Still playing high school students.
This is not the roast of Pretty Little Liars.
All right.
Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
I love that character so much.
Do.
I sure do.
I think we're finding out that you like a Libra. I think you do.
Yeah.
Ross Geller from Friends kept coming up in my research.
I'm fine. I just went back.
Oh my God. He's definitely also got Virgo in there somewhere.
Oh my goodness. Am I Ross?
No, you're
Monica.
You're Monica.
Damn.
Don't try to get away from Monica. Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy.
That's a good one.
Samwise Gamgee from Lord of the Rings. He is that peacekeeper, right?
He's the partner.
Mm-hmm.
Dependable partner.
Ouch. I like cry every time I think about Samwise Gamgee.
I love Sean Astin.
We do love Sean Astin. Damn. Sean Astin fan club.
Yes.
Oh my God. He's just the cutest.
He is.
Oh my God. Rory Gilmore did come up. I peg her more as a Virgo, but I see the Libra. I'm going to go Virgo Libra cusp. I think she's right on the cusp line.
So like that time that her and Lorelai went to the gym. And to work out and just had massages and drank the cucumber water.
Yeah.
Total Libra energy. Libra.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm going to give her, or she's like a Libra Sun Virgo moon there or something. Go. All yeah. right. Lizzie McGuire. Okay. Cute.
That's a good one.
Downton Abbey.
Oh,
I think because it's beautiful. I've never watched it either. Is it Downtown Abbey or Downton?
I think it's Downton.
Are you supposed to say it with like a Downton?
I've never watched it.
I've never watched it either.
Oh, no.
But you know what? Maybe try it out now.
There you go.
I think this is my favorite choice of mine. Pretty in Pink.
Aww.
I really like that because she's just so, I don't know. She's so Libra.
We got the Molly Ringwald in there. Yes.
Good Will Hunting. Mm. Ouch.
That's a good one.
Uptown Girls. Do you remember that movie?
Oh my God.
That movie breaks my heart. Look, Sheets of Egyptian Cotton. That's from that, right?
That's hilarious. Yes.
I forgot about that. Oh my gosh,
that's a good one.
That song kind of slapped a little bit. I wonder if it's on Spotify.
Find it.
Legally Blonde. Great example.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hitch. And the scene where he kicks her in the face will fucking make my ass laugh every single time. If I'm sad, put that one scene on from Hitch and I will fucking, I'll brighten
that's
up.
That's such a great movie.
Such a good movie.
I love that one. I think underrated.
It is underrated. I love a little
that
bit.
One. That's a good one.
Party of Five. It's a Party of Five.
Oh, wow. That's going way back.
It's going way back. Autumn in New York.
Mm.
And I had someone say any Studio Ghibli movie, I think because they're so aesthetically pleasing.
Yes,
so
that it is.
And they give cozy.
Somebody told me the other day that he's like 80 some years old.
Oh my God,
and
really?
And I was like, damn, I thought he was like a young guy. So because he like brings that innocence and like,
you know what, you're so right.
He
it
really
does just
have
that
childlike
that
quality.
Spirit.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We're going to need to do a witch whisper on him.
Yeah,
I'm very intrigued.
So.
All right. Are you ready for some Libra celebrities?
Yes.
You will notice a lot of pop stars.
Really?
I find this super interesting.
Because pop is all about bringing harmony.
Yeah, but it's like smart pop. And I'll say it's like good pop, not just like, you know, run of the mill pop. This is like good pop music and good pop stars. Because it has to have that mind, that
is there such thing as good pop music?
You know what? Fuck you. I knew you were going to try to. I like pop music. Well, it just has to be good.
Here's two things. Pop music is to bring happiness.
Okay.
But it's also about harmonies and harmonizing.
Yes.
And partnerships. Oh my gosh.
Lord, you know what?
Wait,
I'm going to wrap it up right here. I don't have anything else to say. You just mic dropped.
All right.
Oh my God. The joy on your face. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
T-Pain. Tallahassee Paine. I think he's a great example of a Libra.
There you go.
Just, I love him. I've talked too much about how much I love T-Pain, I won't bore you with that. But T-Pain. John Lennon.
Oh,
interesting,
yes,
because there's that like keeping the peace kind of thing.
Justice was a big
Jeff Goldblum. Oh, we love him.
Pittsburgh native.
I just love him.
Don't you?
He's so quirky and cute.
And those commercials that he does, adorable.
You know what? He's getting his bag and I'm here for it. Go, Jeff, go. So proud. Matt Damon. You know what? We're here to say it. We like Matt Damon.
That makes total sense. That does.
I do like Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Halsey. And they've made a lot of references to being a Libra in their music. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
And you also covered them on a witch whisper.
I did. Yeah, yeah. That's a good witch whisper.
Yeah.
Jenna Ortega. Cute.
Okay, cute.
Will Smith. Okay, so there's why Hitch makes sense.
You know, I know he's controversial,
his
but
scales
I
were
still
tipped that one day.
His scales were definitely tipped that day.
Okay.
But you know what? I still love him.
Yep. Okay, Neve Campbell.
Oh, that makes total sense. Yes.
Gandhi.
Mm.
Okay, you're sensing a theme a little bit. Doja Cat. Where else are you going to go and hear Neve Campbell, Gandhi, and Doja Cat?
In one sentence. Nowhere. And
just like a little string.
Only here at Uncle Bob's.
Doja Cat. I love Doja Cat.
Yeah.
I love Doja Cat. I love her music. Definitely giving Libra energy.
Nice.
Snoop Dogg. There's that effortlessly cool thing I was talking about.
He does. He's just so cool, so cool. And calm and collected.
Another cool one, Bruno Mars. Okay.
Wow. Talk about style.
See what I mean by good pop music, yes. Lore. Do you understand what I meant now?
He's all right.
Thank you. Yeah. John Mayer. And I do stand by the fact that I think he is one of those celebrities that I think his breath would stink.
Not if he's a Libra, though. They would want fresh breath.
Libras can't have stinky breath. It goes against everything we just learned. You know what? Maybe I cracked the case. Right. Maybe I've just been fucking roasting him for years for no reason. Okay.
See? Now you stand corrected.
All right. Hey, John Krasinski.
Interesting.
Nice. Gwyneth interesting. Paltrow. And she is just something, isn't she?
Gloop.
That was goop.
Oh, goop.
Gloop sounds even more like just naughty.
Gloopy.
Lil Wayne. Love his music. Mm-hmm. And he also does make references to being a Libra quite often.
All right.
Gwen Stefani. Another cool person. Yeah. I don't know. She used to have really cool style, at least. Yes. Back in the No Doubt days, I was into it.
You were.
Julie Andrews.
Oh, my. Julie, bringing it.
Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, R.I.P.
That makes sense to me. Tommy Lee. How do you feel?
No,
it weirdly makes sense to me.
I need
to see the whole chart, but please weirdly explain. I was like, okay, I don't know if I can explain it.
Really?
I said I don't have to give an explanation. I don't know. I'm not surprised that he's an air sign. I guess I'll just say that. So correct. I have to investigate.
Okay.
Jim Henson.
Aw.
Very nice.
Yes.
Hilary Duff. Let
interesting.
The rain.
There you go.
Fall down. Paul Simon. You love Paul Simon.
I do love Paul Simon.
And I love Luke Perry, who is a Libra. Rest in peace,
R.I.P.
pal. Kim Kardashian. Don't care.
I don't know. I was going to say, moving along, I don't know anything about her.
Okay. Eminem.
Oh, Eminem.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce,
you love him. And I saved the best for last.
You did.
I let you down with Bruce.
Okay.
But I'm going to pick you back up with Jeremy Sisto.
Oh my God.
It's a Libra. Him.
Oh my gosh.
And that's Libra, everyone.
I love that. Oh, I really enjoyed this because I, you know, again, did not know. It's like, you know, but you don't know.
I feel like this episode was really long because we're just kind of like stream of consciousness talking, which I feel is very fitting.
Yes.
Like every chilling. Libra I've been friends with is like very chill, but also like, I love to talk to a Libra.
Yes.
I feel like they're so smart and they have interesting things to say. And again, they're just like pretty people.
Yes. But they're also genuinely interested in what
correct.
You have
that's
to
what I mean.
Say.
They make you feel heard and like they're genuinely like interested in you and who you are.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. I think they are really cool people. I think again, like every sign, they can be little fucking ass bags.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Stop trying to give me makeovers.
Yeah.
But
do you realize how many people you come into contact with in a day? Maybe it's just me and the people in my circle that you have conversations and you know, like they have not heard a word that you say.
Right.
And I don't get that with Libra. It's like, they're like looking at you, they're taking it in, they're, you know, deciphering it and they're genuinely interested. And
exactly.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that too. Libras, I like you. I like this sign.
Libra for the win.
And you know what? I like the energy of this season. I feel like it's very needed. I feel myself taking deeper breaths and just kind of, you know, I want to like make the house look
cozy.
Nice and fun. And I want to get outside and enjoy the weather and just
see the leaves changing.
You know what?
I'm there for it.
I'm just all here for it. I hope you enjoyed that. That one felt kind of, you know, breezy.
Yeah.
Easy breezy. Easy breezy beautiful.
There you go. Beautiful.
Okay, someone take our microphones away.
There you go. All right.
Hey, we'll catch you on Friday or Saturday-ish. You know what? You never know.
Let's shoot for Friday.
Okay.
All right. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.